It works.
Everything works.
So, what we're going to do right now is a little segment that should be an annual tradition on where we were and where we're going. And the where we were, we want to pick out the best moments, which was 2006, on the verge of 2007. Where do we want to go? What do we want to do? So what we'll do is, when we think we've exhausted the category, and we'll go back and forth with answers, we'll go to the next one. So when we're done with 2006, we go to 2007. Okay? So the first thing that was cool about 2006 was the fact that we're stronger now than we were the first day of 2006.
And we put our house in the market.
Yeah, we put our house in the market.
Exciting new beginning.
Yeah.
That will hopefully end in 2007.
Hopefully so.
And then yet again be a new beginning.
Yes. So the other thing of 2006 that was cool was the
well, it wasn't really cool, but it's kind of cool that Zen has a new scar.
Yeah.
Even though it was awful and painful.
Yeah.
It's a story.
Yeah, it is a story.
So every scar is a story.
And I think
that's kind of cool.
Yeah. And I think it's cool that we worried quite a bit about Miles walking, and when we least expected it, he did it.
Yeah.
Which
and
is what he does.
We have a picture of his brain.
Yeah, we have a picture of his brain.
I mean, how many parents have a picture of their kid's brain?
Yeah.
How cool is that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
We have, like, we have, like, a map of his DNA.
Yeah.
I bet if we called those people, we could get, like, a map.
Oh, yeah.
Like a string of letters.
See what it looks like, yeah.
That would be cool.
Yeah.
To put as a background to something.
Yeah. I could probably, we could probably pull that out. We could probably go get all those records.
Yeah.
On the Miles front, on the positive side of the glass halfway full, I'm very happy that after everything we had to go through medically with him, we find out that nature is much more powerful than nurture. But the irony of that is that our nurturing will overpower the nature of his reality.
Yeah.
So that's something I'm really proud of in 2006. The artwork went well. We planned.
Well, that's the top of the list right there.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not.
It completely is. It's so awesome.
I know, but it's not the top of the list.
Well, when I was thinking about it earlier, that was the top of my list. It's
that wasn't
just
mine.
Not the first thing we talked about.
No, it wasn't mine.
I mean, we got to go to so many cool openings.
I know.
And
but,
see
but,
your art all over the city.
But if all of those things before didn't happen, maybe the artwork
yeah.
and the energy to do it
yeah.
and to produce it wouldn't have happened. It's all final.
It's all mixed. There's no like first or last.
Yeah, but it was there was a lot of good things that happened last year. You want to go to 2007?
Are we done with 2006? You didn't say anything about me.
Yeah, I did.
I mean, about us.
Yeah, I did.
What'd you say?
Everything has to do with us.
No, I mean, you didn't say we love each other more.
We do love each
or
other
anything.
More. Yeah.
Or that we're happier or wholer.
That's only been like 3 and 40. Jesus.
What?
That's only been like 3 minutes and 47 seconds.
That's a long time.
Jesus Christ. Okay.
Thank you for listening to that soliloquy that I just wrote you.
I did.
No, you were looking at the buttons. On
no,
the computer.
I was looking over a little bit at one point.
What?
2007. What would be cool to happen in 2007?
Obviously.
House selling.
Number one.
Number two would be to hear Miles and the fluency of his talking.
Yeah.
To like hear
I
him say
wait.
Like strings of things.
Yeah.
Which is definitely a 2007 thing that could
mm-hmm.
happen.
Because mm-hmm.
he's just gonna yeah.
I think it would be cool if he had a friend.
Yeah.
That he played with.
Oh yeah, that'd be awesome.
Like on a regular basis.
Yeah.
So that's something that I'd like.
You know, what the other thing, too, is that I really want to have happen in 2007?
What?
I'm tired of that fucking goddamn gas guzzling, choking the fucking neighborhood up, Red Jeep. I could fucking blast that motherfucker to fucking planet Red Moon, and I wouldn't have any problems with it.
Oh,
I gotta get rid of it. You know what? I so badly want us to get like fucking really nice little toy out of it that like, has good gas mileage.
That'd be cool.
Okay, so a car for me. What about? I don't know.
I'd like to see Zen make some new friends. I'd like to make some new friends.
Yeah.
I want to write a poem, just one, in 2007.
Okay, there you go, 2007.
That would be just at least one poem. I'd love to have the time to write a poem and complete it, since I haven't done that since 2005, probably. Like, written one out completely. And then...
I would like to see the music world begin and the process of entropy of falling everything back into itself, like saying that the final frontier was hip hop or rap, and we start peeling back. So like people like Beck will finally be understood, but Beck will mold into somebody before him that
but
was better.
But why 2007?
Because we have hit. Like you were talking the other day about the magic of evolution, that we went from cavemen so quickly all the way to walking on the moon. Like the evolution of like thought has gone on like so well for humans, Homo sapiens, our race. But for music, it did and it did and it did until like maybe the late 70s and the early 80s, and then everything went to shit after that. The evolution stopped and became a de-evolution. So as a result of something as vital as music to our understanding of life, I think there should absolutely be a reversal.
Okay, what about world peace? Why wasn't that the first thing that we listed?
Wait, you know why?
Because that should have been the first thing.
Because
we're selfish.
Because music makes more sense. World peace is way too big. And when you say, I want world peace, I want peace for everybody, you have no idea what you're talking about. How much shit you have to fucking go through. And how much shit is involved in that that we can't even comprehend?
Because
but
it
we can
never happen.
Exactly, because we can't comprehend it. If we knew something better, we could fix it. But with music, we know that it's gone to a space that's completely fucked up. And we know that all of us and our influence has a way of fucking reversing that shit back. We can wrap our brain around it.
Like
that was the
age
thing
of Aquarius?
Managed.
That's what was supposed to happen then.
Yeah.
Or any revolution.
Yeah. You know, supposed to continue with its evolution, but it went to de-evolution. I mean, everything's like electronic music and beatbox bullshit. That's just not original.
Yeah.
I mean, I can go in front of Nick on a fucking video game right now, grab a plastic guitar, and based on these floating Simon Says, like, colors corresponding to a fret, I can play a fucking song. I almost play... The first one I pulled up tonight was Alice in Chains. It was, one of their fucking really famous songs.
From Jar of Flies?
No, it was from... This was from, like, the first one. Not Dirt, the one before that. It was, like, their first album, and it was that...
Yeah, all right, okay,
so... So anyways, I pull that up, and it's just flying by. It's just, like, going at a blinding pace. I'm like, I can't do this thing. I'm not coordinated enough. I'm like, let me watch you. So he gets this brand-new band called... Something Counts, something weird. It was, like, a death metal band, almost.
Mm-hmm.
And he was nailing it. He was like... I'm like, Jesus Christ, look at you. You're fucking...
And
his
exactly,
accurate...
And it's the exact same, like...
Notes
like
and
this,
everything.
But I mean the spaces. So it's actually practice.
No. It's not... It's just like they're on the row.
Oh,
up
okay.
And down the row.
So
but,
it wouldn't actually be like practicing a guitar.
But it's like tone and... Yeah, but looking at his finger work. I mean, because you got to hit this thing too, this bar down below.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he knew exactly what he was fucking doing. I mean,
mm-hmm.
he was completely there. His accuracy rates, when I left, he was like, oh my God, I've never gotten him that big.
Mm-hmm.
They were like 100% for everything. The point is that... He made virtual music for me right there.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't sitting in some smoky fucking club,
mm-hmm.
like learning a new fucking beat
right.
that the world didn't know, like fucking Buddy Rich or some fucking jazz
right.
drummer. Like their timing was unbelievable. And it's like people don't think about that anymore. Britney Spears thinks, am I going to go without a fucking thong or with a thong? And fucking, you know, a boy band's going to think, am I going to go out there with fucking leather pants or not? These guys before weren't thinking about clothes or anything.
Mm-hmm.
They're thinking about fucking music.
Well,
and the
maybe
way music
just romanticizing
is constructed.
It.
I am. I know I
because
am.
Because we had the same conversation about classical composers, remember? Not terribly long ago.
That's fucking long.
Yeah, because you won't fucking shut up about music. Jesus Christ. Okay, fine. Okay, now we're not even talking about 2007. God.
Yeah, we did. We already did. We talked about like the reversal of the trend, what we'd like to see. We got a good list of both. We by no means not got what we wanted out of this.
Okay. All right. Okay. Then let's end it.
All right. Okay. So, for our first of an annual from here on out audio podcast, maybe video. If the video capabilities get better and easier to use in our house, we use those. But for right now, at a minimum, we're going to audio-ally, through an audio path or avenue, we're going to look back and look forward.
I'm talking, God.
God. Okay. That's it.
It's over.
You completely. That's bullshit. I said goodnight. That was my way of saying goodnight. You're
okay,
like.
Okay, alright, so goodbye 2006. Hello 2007.
Good job. Very good.